Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Thursday. Can you believe it?
Nearly there.
Nearly there. Yeah. Okay. We are up to Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. We started Sivav, and we're going to go over it again tonight. And I hope that I would like to finish the Siman tonight, Imir Hashem. So we learned the following. Which is the following Mishnah. From the minute that the person who is going to bench receives the kois, he should stop talking. He shouldn't talk. From he's holding the cup, he stops talking. And the people sitting around the table, they're not allowed to talk. When the person benching, he starts benching. Now, what we are clearly talking about, Sif Koton Chavdale tells us. Sifchov Gimel tells us shetzichim lishma da'am avoreich, the one who makes the benches loud, moitzi oisam bavir kazamos, and he's moitzi everybody else. So we're talking about the times that would be the person benching, and he would be moitzi everybody else. Everybody else nods and listens carefully to the balabais benching loud. Everybody else listens carefully. Shemea ka'oine, they are listening and they're not actually physically benching. That's the way it was done for a long time. One person benching, imagine that. You're just listening to the benching, and you concentrate. So that's the way. So there, obviously nobody's allowed to talk. You have to listen to the benching of the bencher. Elohim leosiach, sivkot and chavdalet in mishnebuot, dekim and the shomea ko'oine, the general universal concept of shomea ko'oine, the one who listens is like the one who talks, who replies. So by listening, the mitzvah of benching. Therefore, they may not talk because they have to listen to the benching of the mevorich. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Not only during the actual benching, that they need to listen and understand to what the bencher Amavoich says. Not only during the actual benching, they need to listen and concentrate. Ela only, afilu, even bein brocha levocha, between brochas, eloim leasiach, they may not talk at all. Even between brochas, he's having a short break. They mustn't talk at all. They have to just sit quietly and they mustn't talk. V'imor v'socho, and if they did talk between brocha, bein brocha levocha, pesho at the time Shamavoich shoisek me'at yotzu. So there's a distinction. If they talked whilst he was benching, then they are not yoitze. If they talked between bracha to bracha, between brachas, whilst they're not really meant to talk, they're not allowed to talk. But if they did talk between bracha and bracha, then b'di'evet they're yoitze, because he just had a short interruption.
Now, even if the person who benches loud, if he talks between brachas, he's also yoitze.
So we're learning now that if you're talking between bracha to bracha, in between paragraphs, in benching, that's what it says. But if they conversed during the actual benching, when he was actually benching, and they had a short conversation during the benching, instead of being yotze by listening, they talked, they're not yotze even by the avet. Now, this is obviously not the custom nowadays. Nowadays, how do we all bench? Well, we all bench. And indeed, that's what the Shulchan Aruch now says the following. Noch a saved zayin, noch oin it is proper, hadover the matter, shekol echot mamesubin yoyim abelachashim amavorech. The best way forward is really that everybody benches loud. Well, not everybody benches quietly. Imam Voich with the one benching. Kol bracha v'bracha, every single bracha. Ve'afu lachasimes, and even the ending of every paragraph. In other words, everything should be benched individually. Don't rely on the benching of the Voich, but everybody should bench along with him quietly. Ve'yakdim l'saim k'tzas k'odim am Voich, but he should hurry up a little bit. Did you know about that? That he should bench a little bit quicker than the one benching. Why is that? That's right. You should be a bit quicker, a tiny bit quicker, before the person benching. Now, they should be able to reply Omen. K'dal Tzimun Nun Tes.
Well, why is that? Why is it Tichel Tzibur? You have to be a bit quicker. I've got eight people around the table. You're the barabbas, you're benching lad. Everybody else should say it a bit quicker. So you can you do that. You're occupied. They are not occupied, so therefore they... Okay, it's an interesting chiddush, but I wouldn't be considered Tichel Tzibur. Yeah, but it's an interesting thought. Yeah. Absolutely, lechatchila you're not allowed to. But we're learning now. So that's like a chiddush. That, but yeah, but if you did talk, so during in the middle of the brachas for sure. Not, but in between paragraphs, if you talked, but yeah, but you're yotze. Because it appears that it's not it's since it's different paragraphs, it doesn't matter. But yeah, but not to do so ideally. But now the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chof Zayin tells us the following. Nochan Adovat is proper. Hainu, after Medina, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Hainu, in other words, af, although the Medina, really, hoyo yoisa nochan, it would have been better, sheyishmu ha-mesubin kol birkas ha-mozoin, mepia mezamein, really, it would have been better that one person benches loud for everybody. That really would have made a lot more sense. Why would that made more sense? Why would it make more sense that somebody's moitzi everybody else? Generally speaking. Why? Why would it really be better that one person's moitzi everybody else? That's right. If you're moitzi others, there's a concept of roivam that if many people are yotze, are moitzi with somebody's roivam, that many people fulfilling one mitzvah unitedly. If only benches for himself, if everybody's benching himself, then it's not Roivam really. Everybody's doing a mitzvah individually. So really it would have made more sense that everybody benches that one person is moitzi everybody else. And he's moitzi everybody else with the bracha. Who ve atzmon and individually, lo yevorchu klal, they shouldn't bench at all. They should just be listening to the person being moitzi them. Mikol Mokem, nevertheless, we don't do it like that. Ba'avur shemotzu ba'avoniseinu rabim. Since, in our great sins, it is common. Shamesuba mesichin daitom. It is extremely difficult. That goes actually in line with what you're saying. It is extremely difficult to just listen. It's extremely difficult to listen. It's much easier to bench than to listen to benching. True or not true? People drift off if they just listen. So therefore, you can't expect people, that's what Shulchan Aruch paskens. You can't expect of people to concentrate and listen for benching. You won't be able to do that. You won't be able to be yotzei the mitzvah. It's a mikshel, it's not going to work. Rather, everybody benches himself. What do you think about that? No, it's not Shemei Kohen anymore. When is it Shemei Kohen? Yeah, but we suspect you're not going to listen at all. You're not going to concentrate anymore. You're going to drift off. Yeah, and then if you drift off, if you're dreaming, then you're not going to be yotze benching.
Why is that not going to be
benching? I suppose because it's just an expression.
I know, but it seems a bit...
No, it's an expression that nowadays that's the reality. It's not literally because of our sins. It's just reality. It's true. It's not literally. Yeah, so he said, if we would just allow people to just listen, then we would be mitzvah the reis because they have to bench, and they are not listening properly, they're not concentrating, and therefore they are not going to be yotzei mitzvah the reis. Lochein, therefore, nochen kayom, it is better nowadays. Yoyse shem mesubim yoyimru be'atzmon belachash. People benching, they should be literally benching every single word, belachash, quietly, kol milo v'milo, every word should be benched individually. Im ha-mevorech, with the person benching, kidei in order, she'evoch yachtov, they should bench together. Ve'nikro alidei zeh, birkas zimun, and then it's going to be called birkas zimun. Humiskayim ha-shem omra kosuv, and thereby we're going to fulfill what the pasuk says, gadlu la-shem iti, praise Hashem together with me, make him greater, and we should raise him, Shema his name, Yachtov together. So we're learning that really, 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 it would have been better one person be moitzi others. However, it's not because that would have been better because of It's always better to be moitzi many people together. However, we don't do it nowadays because it's not shaykh. People are not going to be able to concentrate for so long. Why are people not able to concentrate for so long, by the way? Why? How long is how long is your gemara in the morning? 3 hours? 2 hours. So it's quite, it's a lot longer than, so how can you, it's a lot longer than mentioning. So how is it about you as well, right? Yeah, of course. So how, why is it different? What?
Different material.
Oh, that's the point. If it would be every single day the same share, I don't think you'd be able to do it for 2 hours. If it would be every day the same share, you wouldn't manage with that. True or not true? Yeah? So it's because it's every day, but the challenge of the benching is because it's every day the same benching. So that's why it's not, you can't expect a mind to be able to concentrate on something which he knows by heart. It's impossible. It's physically not possible. That's what a challenge. That's, by the way, that's the challenge of davening. That's, by the way, that's, to be perfectly blunt, that's the challenge of davening, to have kavanah during davening. If we had every day a different davening, if every day we'd have a different davening, or the Yom Tov davening, we have more kavanah because it's, but Shonim Kippur davening, we have more kavanah because it's not, but every Shmona Esa, Shema, you go and have kavanah during Shema. I mean, it's a huge challenge because we do it so many times. So
we still have to
repeat. That's right. Yeah. But there the kavanah is not. That's right. But it's not. You don't have to have the level of kavanah. Absolutely, it's a much, much lighter level of kavanah. But here, so we are saying that's why you can't expect. It's fair. No, it's true. No. So it wouldn't be realistic to expect us to have kavana on a person benching loud, and we have to kavana and concentrate on that. It's impossible. Pardon? Oh, we'll get to the first bracha shortly. Mishnah Berurah, next Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Oh, you're absolutely right. The Mishnah Berurah team doesn't seem to be saying that you need to, Shulchan Aruch does say you need to say it quietly, but Mishnah Berurah says you don't really need to say it quietly. So we can't expect everybody to say it, to listen, but the Shulchan Aruch therefore says, Nochan Adavar is proper that everybody says it together, everybody actually physically verbalizes the benching. You're right, you're very, very right in what you're saying. Shulchan Aruch says Belachash, quietly. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say Belachash. Mishnah Berurah is quite happy that everybody sings together benching. That's quite right. Kol Bocha, yeah. Now, every Bocha. Yeah. Good. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah now goes into your point. He said, what is the best way forward? Do you need to do, does everybody do the whole benching together with the person benching? Or is it better that the person benching says the first bracha loud? That's what you're suggesting. And then afterwards, everybody else benches. Do you have to listen to the first bracha being said loud? You say amen to that, and you start from the beginning, or do you start together with him? Start together. Everybody starts together. So this, have you ever seen that? Yeah? Does anybody do it like that? That you wait for the Mevorech, Hazon is a first paragraph. And then after finishing the first paragraph, you say, Amen, and then you start from the beginning. Okay, so this is the Tashbetz. The Mishnah Berurah brings this Tashbetz towards the end of Sivkot and Chof, well, in the middle of Sivkot and Chofres, and he brings this, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that, he says that both Minhagim are right. He says that many don't have the minhag to do that. Either way, it's fine. Yeah, so it's a registered minhag. Continues the Ramah, the last few words of the first line of page 176. The ein noisnim first line, ein noisnim koishel brocha le toiv ayin. The koishel brocha should only be given to a person who is toiv ayin, who literally means he has a good eye, which really means he is generous, he's a good hearted, he's a generous person.
And the reason is, Mishnah Berurah says of cotton choftes, letoif ein shus sonia betza, he doesn't like shoychad v'goyim el chesed b'moynoi, he's kind to others and he's generous to others. Who benches loud? The person who's generous. Who is the one who gives the cup kosher boch? Who is the one who should be benching loud? Somebody who's generous, somebody who is kind. V'goyim el chesed, he does kindness b'moynoi with his money. Shenema, as the pasuk says, toif ayin, to one who is generous, who yevoyroch, he should be get benched. And the Gemara says, Al tikri yevoyroch, he should be blessed. Elo yevorech, he should bench. So instead of the pasuk saying, toif ayin, who yevoyroch, the generous person, pasuk says, I've forgotten if it's in Tehillim or Mishli, where is it? It's in Mishli, I think. Mishli, it's in Mishli, yeah. Toiv ayinu yevoyroch, not, it doesn't mean that somebody who is generous should be get benched, but it means the Gemara says somebody is kind and good-hearted person, he should bench. And hence, that's why a person, we should be mechabit somebody with benching, somebody is generous. Yeah, so this seems to be overriding it. Good point. Yeah. Sif Ches, Le'enya, second line on page 176. Le'enya, Lishol, Bevekas, Amosn, Ipne Ayira. What happens if you have to greet somebody with regards to who you fear, like a king, or somebody you fear, you need to greet him in the middle of benching, or even now covered, somebody you have to give a huge amount of respect, like your Rebbe, or somebody you need to give, if he's coming in the middle of benching and you want to greet him, are you allowed to interrupt benching in the middle of, for giving covered respect, or year of fear, you need to interrupt the middle of benching. Yesh Misha'im, some say, Shedino Ketfila, we learned in early in Lukas Tfila, that is machlokes about this actually in the Mishnah, but there is opinions all that you should actually, even in the middle of Shemana Esa, you should interrupt in the middle of Shemana Esa, in the middle of Shema, you should interrupt in the middle of Shema if it's somebody that is a very, very person that you fear, or personally as a very dignified person they need to give honor, should interrupt the middle of Shema. So he says that some say that benching has got the same halachas of as severe as that. Yeah.
What do you do with a
cover
that's got a
Yesh Chandra and doesn't understand? So we will pass like the Yesh Mishoima. We will pass like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some say that it doesn't have the same strength, and that if there is, although it's starting to make it, we make it, but generally, If there's no particular reason, you just go with it. Containers a shteif test. So now, tzorich leisha b'shoshem mevorich. When you bench, you need to sit. You need to sit during benching. Bein imoy oilech beveisoy. Even if you are walking around in your own house, k'sheochal when you're eating, and we learned this is against halacha, but if somebody is walking around whilst he's eating, Or he was standing, or he was reclining. Either way, when it comes to benching, you're going to sit down now, or you're going to bench like a mensch. When it comes to benching, you must sit. So even if you're running around town when you ate, which is against halacha, or you were standing, which is also inappropriate, either way, when it comes to benching, you must sit down during benching for kavona. And also, you shouldn't be reclining, like leaning when you're benching, shudeh gaiva, because this is it's a gaivadig way to bench. Maybe for when it comes to eating, sometimes you eat that, but certainly for benching, don't relax. Don't like go on a couch for benching. Don't make yourself too comfortable benching. Terch gaiva. Eloyeshev be'emon. That's an interesting word, which I don't have a full interpretation of that word. Unfortunately, Mishnah doesn't explain it. You should sit be'emon with fear. Now, that's not normally how we bench. I don't know exactly what be'emo means. Be'emo with fear. Pardon? Yeah, the Be'etiv does say, he brings over here the halacha of the hat and the thing. That's true. But the Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't say over here what be'emo means with fear. I don't know what fear means. I don't think fear should be the right translation over here. Although normally emo does mean fear. What does he mean? You should bench. Not walking around, not running around, not standing, but sit and bench be'emo. Serious, certain seriousness, yeah. Yeah.
Reverence.
Well, yeah, that's probably the best word, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you say, if you look at the first few Simonim in Jerusalem Torah, it does seem to be saying you should feel like you're standing in front of the king the whole time and you should tap it with the thing. This was what they were like back then. It was like, what, 600 years ago? When Rabbi Zechariah was around, people have to have more Yerushalayim then.
Yeah.
It probably means Amar.
Yeah, it may mean Amo, yeah. Now, it's interesting that the general tunes, there's about two, three tunes to the benching.
And the most common tune of benching is a very, I don't know exactly what the Makor is, I'll be interested in it. Anybody knows about musical history, I don't know anything about it, but it must be interesting science. And I wonder exactly what the Makor is for the benching, the tunes. You know the tunes that are used generally for benching? They are not an Amor kind of tune. And they're not. Yeah, and besides the fact that they don't, besides the fact that's one of my old issues, that it doesn't fit with the words. It doesn't fit with the words. In numerous places, if you ever concentrate on the tune, the stops and the stops are mamash in the middle of a sentence. It's really, really strange. I don't know where that comes from, but it's really strange that the tune is not in line with the meaning of the benching. It really isn't. So maybe if have you noticed, it's really, really, it's mamash strange. So in Noida Lecha and in numerous places, but anyway, so it says over here that benching should be done by Eimo. Eimo probably doesn't mean fear. I like maybe a certain dignity, a certain respect for the benching. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. But what is interesting to point out that here the Behetev points out, but interesting, not the Mishneh Berurah. But the Behetev in Yudalef over here does bring over here the concept of wearing a hat and a jacket. He's brought over here. That's in line with the Eimor element, with the seriousness of benching. Nire li delav davka mevoich. This is not only the one who benches. Eloah din kolam esubim lo yeshvu bekaluzoi shelo be'Eimor. Everybody around the table, even if you're not at this point benching, if you're just being yotze, again, this is the person being motzi others. If you're motzi by listening, you should also be sitting with a certain eimah, not be kaluzoish, not lightheaded, ala be eimah. Miu, im lo yosakein, afilu berich mehalech. If you weren't all that serious by benching, and you did actually bench even whilst you're walking around, bed yeved yotze, bed yeved ya yotze. Siv yud, yesh oimim shigam bekas men cholosh tzorich la'omo miyushev. This is the machloikus. And the Shulchan Aruch says there are who hold that main cholish, which is alamichya, and the alamichya main cholish, that should also be done dafke sitting. Yesh misho, it's told in the machloikas later on. Yeah, and see if you'd alef imo yamalech bederch, if you were on your journey for oichal and you were eating whilst you were traveling. So if you were, for instance, on a horse wagon or a contemporary horse wagon, like a train or a taxi, and you were driving along, not the driver, but you were just being driven, then, and you're eating that way, you won't have to now change your position. You can just bench in that position as well. I have to read it as follows. And you're eating whilst you're traveling, you don't have to sit down and bench. Because you won't be able to concentrate. So the Mishnah explains this. If you're delaying, you say if you're going to get delayed, you won't be able to concentrate. So if you're on a horse, for instance, you're riding on a horse, and you ate whilst you were riding, and now you're on a bench. So do you have to now stop and go down, or can you bench whilst you're on a horse? So we're learning now, Shulchan Aruch says, you are allowed to stay where you are. You're allowed to. You don't have to get down. What's the reason? Because if you're asking him to get down, well, what is he going to feel like? He's going to be tensed up. Yeah, that's probably true as well. But he's going to be tensed up. He's going to be tensed up about the ichwadech, about the delay. So, it could have been already 5 minutes. He's going to be tensed up. So he's not going to be able to concentrate anyway. Not be able to cover on it. If you tell him to, you stay where you are. And carry on bench like that, he'll have kavona. Now, Mishnah Berurah, Now, I was once asked about somebody who was eating whilst he was driving. Okay, which just happens to, now, will this halacha apply as well or not? So the question is, somebody who was driving, and he washed before he went into the car, and he ate a motzi, and he was eating, traffic or whatever,
and he was eating whilst he was driving. And now he's finished eating, now he wants to bench. And you know, we know benching by heart. Can you bench whilst you are driving? Based on this Shulchan Aruch. Eino tzorich leishev levorech. So if you want to have kavana, but the argument will be that if you ask him to stop, he's gonna pull out on the side. He cannot go. One second, let me just. If he goes off, if he pulls out, he's gonna. First of all, he's gonna be on Spilkes. He's gonna be on Spilkes. He's gonna say, "Oh, I'm in a rut, and I'm in a hurry." He wants to carry on driving. Ready? What's his bench going to be like? It's going to be. It's going to be one of those. And no, he's going to be worried about tickets anyway. Probably, if it's in London, he's going to be worried about getting a ticket. Yeah. So he's going to put the hazard light. He's going to look at the police, and he's going to look at the traffic warden. He's going to be all. So it's a corner.
It's a corner.
If you
were benching and you're not concentrating on driving.
You can't. Oh. So. Right. So that's very true. Oh, very good. So there we learned that what? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So Rabbi Isai, unanimous consensus of the post game is that you can't. That whilst it's true, it's unanimous consensus of the postgame. That's right, yeah. So whilst over here we're learning that you don't have to get off because you're gonna be able to you can just stay on your horse and you're gonna carry on your donkey. And one second, you can just carry on. So why is it different than the driver? Why are we saying over you don't have to get down? Because if you go down you're gonna have a lack of kavanah. Why is it different? Why is it different than the driver?
The driver's gonna have kavanah what he's doing.
Absolutely, because I've never been on a horse, but I think it's quite it just happens kind of thing. Once you've got the reins, I think it's like it's no major. But the driving, you can't just keep the pedal on. It's not gonna last for very long. Well, it's not the same. I've never been on a horse, but I understand from the post game there's a very big difference. It's gonna go. You know, there wasn't red traffic lights with it.
Much harder to do a horse than a driver car.
Well, I understand from the post game it's that it's not like that. That if it's a horse just going on a thing, it's very, very natural and not much, you're not going to expect much.
Because cars have changed a lot in the last 50 years. So, like, if it's up to 1950, you can't compare that to a car of 1950.
That nowadays is much worse.
Yeah,
it's much easier. You know, no, it's not so much about the driving than about the driving code, about the you're not on your own. I suppose if you're in the Negev desert and you are driving, you know, hundreds of miles, or in the Colorado, you know, and you're just driving up, then maybe the Shiloh could argue that there's something similar to the whole. But nowadays, the concentration, your eyes need to be all over. I mean, it reminds me of my grandmother, Olea Shalom. She came from a very wealthy family. Don't worry, there's nothing left of it. she told me many times over that they were so wealthy that they were the first ones in Debrecen in Hungary. They were the first ones to own a car. Her father, my great-grandfather, obviously wants to make a point, if I may say, and he purchased the first car. So he bought this car, and we're talking about she was born in 1912, so she was a very, very young girl then. Probably in early 1920s or maybe late 1910s, and she bought the first car. It was first car in that area of Hungary in Debrecen, and it was all very nice and good. He paid a fortune on that, but the problem was that nobody was able to drive it. So they got themselves a chauffeur who they got from like far out of town. They got this German chauffeur who was able to drive the car, and they arranged for him to be able to drive. But he said it was so incredibly slow. It was the nicest car in the market, but it was so slow that they'd given up on it. After a few months, they gave up on it and they went back to the horses. He said it was unreliable and it was very, so they sold it. They went back to the horse wagon. So I think that the circumstances must have changed a little bit since then. Okay. So finally, the Shulchan Aruch, last Seif, says also levoich v'oisik b'melachtoi, you're certainly allowed to bench and be oisik and be busy with the melacha. You can't engage yourself in a melacha in activity whilst you're benching. And probably driving also goes in that category. And the Mishnebura says, this applies in fact for all the brachas. Don't make a bracha whilst you're busy doing something. Don't check the latest text messages whilst you are making any bracha, in fact. This is quite obvious, but that's what Mishnebura says, any kol habrachas. And the interesting, the Behetiv says, Mishnebura doesn't bring it down, but Behetiv adds over here, Sevkot Yudhiv Melachta, Afilu Tashmish Kal Osu. Even a very light engagement is Osu during a bracha. Tashmish Kal. A light engagement, light activity is Osu during benching. I think it's quite self-understood why. That's with regards to the brachas. Yeah.
What about when you say something kind of similar? If you have a siddur about you driving, can you do that? I mean, unless you're driving and then you have a siddur looking in and up by driving.
While you're driving, better not. Better not. Yeah. So what we learned tonight was that we learned about the person should not, even when a person would be moitzi others during benching, the people hearing the benching through Shomer Ka'oine, they should not talk, they have to listen to the benching. We learned, the Shulchan Aruch said, it's better not to be yotze through Shomer Ka'oine, the benching, better to actually verbalize yourself. Shulchan Aruch did say, belachash. Mishnebura says, even loud it's benching to everybody bench loud. That's much better. We learned that you give the kosher boch to somebody who's a generous person, toiv ayin. We learned also that when you are benching, you must sit down. Even if you are walking around during eating, for benching, you must sit down and you must bench be'eimo. We learned that this applies to everybody around the table as well. We learned also that some say you must sit also during main shalosh. We learned that if a person is on a horse, then he doesn't have to go down for benching. It's going to pressurize him about the delay. And we learned also that a person is not allowed to engage himself in any activity during benching. And we also learned that my grandmother had a car in Davidson. I wish you all a good Shabbos.